Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome to a special roundtable discussion of all things real estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and in recognition of American Family Day, which is celebrated in many parts of our nation on the first Sunday of August, we thought we would touch on why home ownership has an important place in the lives of so many Americans. Joining me in offering his own thoughts on the role that the realtors of our company and agents generally help people achieve their dream of owning a home is the Senior Vice President and Qualifying Broker of Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Greg Antonsen. As always, great to have you on the show, Greg.
Hi, Ray. Thank you.
And this is the first time in the studio, so we're going to have some fun.
Absolutely.
You've met the famous Geno Thompson for the first time. You've heard his voice mentioned, so we are a team. We also have a lineup of other guest commentators who will offer their own views on issues you have told us that you think are rather important. As always, you can join us via Talk 1260 KTRC, or if you want to listen via the internet, simply go to SantaFe.com, click on the KTRC button, then look for the live streaming button. Also, tell your friends, family, and business associates who live out of town to tune in right now to SantaFe.com. Before Greg and I jump into our conversation, I'd like to direct you to the real estate section of today's Santa Fe New Mexican, where you can see the roster of terrific properties my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are holding on open house today. I also invite you, as I always do, to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover an array of useful real estate services provided by a number of very stellar companies. And while you're on our website, you can also check out the real estate commentary we offer each month in the All Things Real Estate newsletter by clicking on the button that is named, surprisingly so, Ray's Real Estate Message. This timely newsletter commentary is brought to you each month by the Deborah Culkin Agency, and you can learn more about their fine household staffing services at debsdomesticagency.com. Again, that's debsdomesticagency.com. And since we're talking about American Family Day, I guess a lot of us can sort of trace our relationship with this country to this day in real estate history, August 5th, 1620, since it was on this date that the Mayflower departed Southampton, England on its first attempt to reach North America. And I think it took several attempts before they actually succeeded. But this day in real estate history is brought to us each week by the local mortgage professionals at First National Bank of Santa Fe. You can always check out their very top quality mortgage services at fnb-sf.com. That's fnb-sf.com. So, Geno Thompson, my producer, let's kick off today's very special home ownership roundtable by having Mr. Greg Antonsen, again, Senior Vice President and Qualifying Broker at Sotheby's International Realty, offer an overview of where the economy is generally, as well as the status of our current real estate market. I know the audience is really going to appreciate this, Mr. Antonsen, so you have the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ray. Before I get into that, I just want to thank you for this radio program. It's the only one of its kind that I am familiar with. Your listeners continue to grow in numbers. The people that follow this streaming live continue to grow in numbers. And every radio show is better than the next.
Thank you.
I know last week you were at Pacheco Park, and prior to that at Las Campanas, where you'll be returning on September 30th.
And we're going to talk about that.
By popular demand.
Well, I suppose it's popular, yeah, but anyway, that's a big event, so we can talk about that later on. But thank you, Greg. That's very, very kind of you to say it. We are delighted. And actually, one of the nice things about this is that All Things Real Estate has become a great platform for all of our colleagues in the firm, too, to talk about their listings and do it in a non-infomercial way. We actually understand that brokers throughout the community, not just our own, actually use this as white noise behind their own open houses. So that must be saying that we're giving out some very good general information for buyers and sellers.
Definitely.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that generally, and I'm going to start with an overview just of the nation's economic news, and then we'll get into real estate. But okay. The national economic news continues to reflect mixed signs of strength and weakness. Unemployment is up, as we just found recently, but then so is the stock market.
Right.
Asia and Europe show signs of generally unstable markets, which impact U.S. exports and exchange rates. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., the economy, interestingly enough, now produces more goods and services than it did before the downturn in December of 2007, but we're accomplishing this with 5 million fewer jobs.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing. And the New York Times reports further that nearly the entire reduction in unemployment since October of 2009 has been accomplished through a significant drop in the percentage of adults participating in the labor force. Mm-hmm. So those are still clouds on the horizon. And one simple fact is that the housing market nationally will not really stabilize until we come to grips with the high unemployment rate.
Yep.
And at the same time, we have to reduce the number of short sales and foreclosures, which is slowly beginning to happen, and I'll be talking more about that. Mm-hmm. But when those forces have been dealt with, we'll see a real return of consumer confidence, and consumer confidence, as you know, increases home sales.
Right.
Now, I said I had a mixed bag of results to discuss, so let's start with what I consider the good news.
And okay.
Number one is the mortgage market itself. Mm-hmm. Lending procedures are gradually, and the emphasis here is on the word gradually,
right,
improving. Rates remain at all-time lows. As of Friday, a 30-year fix could be obtained at 3.375%.
And there are listeners out there who are old enough to remember when they were paying in excess of 18% for a mortgage.
I'm one of those.
and I didn't mean to date you by saying that, but it's not that long ago, but this is why it's so incredibly significant.
It's unbelievable. 15-year fixed are at 2.75. You know, amazing. I refinanced about a year and a half ago and was happy at 4.7, but right. The rates have come down since then.
Yeah.
And these are unheard of. Yeah. Now, jumbos are a bit higher, but they're still at or near historic lows. So that the message is, if you qualify or if you have cash to buy, you have to take advantage of also these rates and housing prices, which are 30 to 40% off of the peaks prices that we saw before the downturn.
Right.
And this, in turn, in most segments of the housing market and in Santa Fe, translates into some of the very best deals that we have on the market in all price ranges. What I'm seeing, though, is Santa Fe particularly has some of the best deals out there at that $1 million and above mark. So mm-hmm. for people in that market, mm-hmm. this is probably the best time to jump in. Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, it's good no matter where you are in the market, because I think we have to give a lot of credit to sellers that they finally got the memo that they needed to be more realistic in their pricing. It was a real tug of war between buyers and sellers for an uncomfortable period of time. Things, if it still is a buyer's market, but the sellers have gotten the message they need to be more realistic. Thus, as you talked about, Greg, the moderate prices combined with interest rates, no matter where you are, whether you're a first-time home buyer or you are in that plus $1 million category, you couldn't ask for a better time.
You couldn't ask for a better time. And people, which I'll be talking about shortly, but people that are sitting on the sidelines
right.
in many markets are finding that they've already missed the bottom.
I think in every market.
Indeed. So yeah. The other thing, but getting back to the mortgages, and I said there was good news, bad news, mm-hmm. or at least a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. The big banks still appear to be somewhat problematic with stalled loan processes. And so my advice is that buyers and sellers should build extra time into the closing process. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you were thinking of closing in 35 days, make it 45 or longer, just to make sure that you won't run into any problems.
Just to interrupt for 1 second, the reason that's the case is because the paperwork requirements by most lenders today are substantially greater than they were a few years ago, and lenders are checking throughout the process leading right up to the day of settlement on income and other things that impact you as a buyer. So you
Indeed.
Need to be prepared. And as we've said before, you have to have a lot of patience.
You have to have a lot of patience. They're checking, double checking right up to the day of closing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And some of the good news.
I'm going to be interrupting you throughout the show.
I appreciate that. Right. But the good news is that the report card for our local or regional banks seems to be much better than for the big banks at this point. They have more control over and a better grasp of the process and of the values associated with the local market.
Right.
So that's something to bear in mind, particularly if you're a buyer. The other mixed bag comes out of the appraisal process.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as I said, it's a mixed bag. It still has its flaws, such as appraisers that are unfamiliar with the area. But just like the mortgage side of the equation, this is showing gradual signs of improvement. The next problem I actually see here in Santa Fe is that as prices stabilize and actually begin to increase, and we're seeing some of that, the appraisal process may lag behind somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another thing to be aware of. And in the good news department, Santa Fe, you know, Kiplinger is the latest to tout Santa Fe as a good market, particularly for retirees.
Right.
In fact, just last week, they had an article that said Santa Fe is the second most important market in which to begin your second act.
Right.
So that's good news.
Absolutely.
For our market.
For those that are looking at retirement years, come here.
Indeed.
Buy a house.
Oh, buy a house. This is the time to do it. The other thing, getting back to the national economy, as I mentioned earlier, it's a mixed bag. And until we're able to see a consistent decline in the unemployment rate, which, as you know, just ticked up,
right,
along with jobs that pay well, we're not going to be able to achieve the desired degree of consumer confidence necessary to strengthen the real estate market across the board. Now, Ray, I've stated on almost every one of these market reviews that you and I have had, that the process leading to real economic recovery is going to be a long, laborious process.
Right.
And I can say today that we are crawling out of this recession. And absent strong leadership at the national level, this process will only be prolonged. And I'm not going to get too much into politics here, but I am going to say we do have an election coming up, and I urge everyone to become very involved.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, actually. And I'll tell you what, we've only got about 15 seconds here before we have to take a break here, Greg. So I know we want to talk. We're going to go from the national level. We're going cosmic all the way down to Santa Fe. So over the next few seconds, we're going to start talking about some major parts of Santa Fe, some of the good news associated with real estate here, where Sotheby's International Realty plays a major role. So I tell you what, why don't we end on that note, which
Perfect.
I think is a high note. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on all things real estate. When we come back, we're actually going to have Mr. Lawrence Becerra on the line with us, and he's going to be talking about one of those communities that's rather important to us here at Sotheby's International Realty. That's namely Las Campanas. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Luna, Santa Fe's new center of exciting activity, will be ready for business in late fall. Office and retail space as small as 500 feet and up to 8,000 square feet feature brick accents and a thrilling blend of the original 1930s industrial aesthetic, along with cutting-edge, LEED-certified energy technologies. Located two blocks from the Capitol, the new courthouse, and the farmer's market with on-site parking. Call 490-6391 today to explore what Luna can do for you, or keyword Luna on SantaFe.com. Owner is a New Mexico real estate licensee.
Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard Sundays at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. I can help you find that perfect home. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Welcome to Northern New Mexico College, where your classroom is the valley, the mountains, the green fields, and the fresh air. You can earn degrees in environmental science, agroecology, wildland fire science, and natural resources management, and more. Their El Rito and Española campuses are located close to home and close to the great outdoors. Apply today at nnmc.edu or call 747-2111 to learn more. Northern New Mexico College, your school, your future.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday on Talk 1260 KTRC, as well as on the internet on SantaFe.com. We are talking today about a variety of issues dealing with how important home ownership is. And in the studio with me is the Senior Vice President, Qualifying Broker, I always like to call him my boss, here at Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Greg Antonsen. And Greg did a pretty good job. No, it was an excellent job.
Thank you, Ray, I think.
It's a great summary at the top of the show about, we're going from the cosmic down to the local. Before we get back into our conversation, I want to remind you that Santa Fe's own Westgate Property, specializing in highly responsive multi-tenant commercial and homeowner association management, promotes community and improves value in the quality of life and work, as well as their clients' investments. For more information about their fine commercial and homeowner association management services, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. To help illustrate what Greg Antonsen and I are talking about, now we're going to be moving into sort of a Santa Fe mode, talking about a variety of communities. I'd like to bring on Mr. Lawrence Becerra to this conversation. How are you, Lawrence?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
I'm fine, and we actually met for the first time, and we had you on the show that we did out at the club at Las Campanas on July 1st. Lawrence is chairman and co-founder of the highly regarded Las Campanas Compadres nonprofit, which is responsible for providing a variety of free lessons to people with disabilities. So, Lawrence, you're doing such a fabulous job. Greg Antonsen during the break was talking about how important your organization is. He is a resident of Las Campanas as well as you are and your wife. Why don't you talk about and remind the listeners of what Las Campanas Compadres' mission is and why it's important to the community generally?
Well, I'd be happy to, and thank you for that really eloquent introduction. I guess about 5 years ago, my wife and I started a nonprofit called Las Campanas Compadres, and what it does is provides therapeutic writing and swimming instructions for people with special needs. And the way in which we're able to accomplish that is we are very fortunate to live in a fantastic community, Las Campanas. And the membership has been very generous in allowing us to use some of their world-class facilities. So the Equestrian Center here, which is without question one of the finest in the country, it's closed on Mondays, and we get to use it on a Monday. And every Monday we give, I think it's 12 lessons to people with special needs for therapeutic riding. Then they allow us to also use the spa facilities and fitness center. We have a beautiful indoor pool. And we give 16 lessons a week in swimming. So we basically, as a foundation, what we're paying for is all the special equipment. We have a special saddle. That's the only one like it in the state of New Mexico. We pay for accredited instructors. We have a PATH accredited instructor who does the therapeutic riding, and then we have an accredited instructor for the swimming program. And then we kind of reach out into the community to find people who are willing to volunteer their time and effort to help us with those lessons. You know, you need personnel to help get the child ready for the riding or swimming lesson, to actually help in the participation of that lesson, and then obviously afterwards, after the lesson is done. And I'd say we have probably an army of 50 or 60 volunteers who help us on a pretty regular basis, week in and week out. So it's a pretty satisfying foundation to run, and we think we're having some real impact in the community, and not only just on the lives of the families who have a member of their family who has special needs, but also for our community here, who I think gets a lot of satisfaction in lending some of their time to the cause. And, you know, even the horses themselves, I mean, they have a good job to do on Monday, and a lot of these are older horses that are probably in their twilight years, so it's always good to have a horse doing a job than just sitting in the field doing nothing.
Sure. Well, highly regarded organization, as I said, and as you underscored, very satisfying for a number of people. Now, you have a big special event coming up on Labor Day. You want to talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, I would. We actually only have one fundraiser a year. And the way in which we've done that is this is now our fourth mini try event. So we host a mini try event that takes place here at the club facilities. It starts from the spa. It's 8 laps in the swimming pool. It's 3.25 mile run. And it's an 11.5 mile biking tour, basically right around the property of Las Campanas. Mm-hmm. It's open to the public. What makes it kind of unique and special is, you know, obviously, there are some people who are in it to win it, but most people just enjoy the day and what it's trying to do, which is essentially raise money for the foundation. So a lot of very good athletes use one of our students on a team. So our students who might otherwise never be able to participate in an event like this get the opportunity to be part of a team, and they get an award and their picture taken. It's really a great event.
Right.
Last year, we had about 122 participants, and this year we're shooting for 150 and can take up to a maximum of 200. So I would encourage people who might be interested to sign up or give us a call, and we can use volunteers, we can use participants as well.
So if people want to participate, what's the best way of getting information?
The easiest way to do it is to actually go to our website, which is www.lascampanascompadres.org. And on that, not only can you learn all sorts of stuff about the program and see some pictures of the students and instructors, but there's a button right on the first page. You just click that. It takes you to a registration site, which will tell you all about the event and how you get registered. Alternatively, we can always call our home, which is 820-2707.
Very good. Lawrence Becerra, again, who is the chairman and co-founder of the Las Campanas Compadres. If you're interested in participating in the September 3rd event, again, I want to direct you to lascampanascompadres.org. That's O-R-G. Go to that website. You can find out all the information you need. We really encourage you to participate in this. This is a major event. As Lawrence said, it's the only fundraiser that this highly regarded organization has annually, Las Campanas Compadres. Lawrence, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, Ray, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you, buddy.
Greg Antonsen, the Senior Vice President, Qualifying Broker of Sotheby's International Realty. Las Campanas, where you live, is an incredibly important community for Santa Fe and also for Sotheby's. Why?
Indeed, it is. For Santa Fe, naturally, just because of people like you just interviewed, and that they interact with the community on a very high level. With charitable purposes, also for a company like ours, it's extremely important. We currently hold 65% of the listing inventory in
wow.
Las Campanas,
yeah.
And we've seen, I think, this year the beginnings of again more of a recovery. We've had one sale at Las Campanas recently for $2.7 million, which mm-hmm. we're fortunate to have participated in. We've had a couple of sales near the $2 million mark. And that's the market where, as I mentioned earlier, there are so many great deals at Las Campanas, and it's great to see that being revived.
Right. But as a community, and we talked about this on July 1st when we broadcast from the club at Las Campanas, there are also a number of properties that are significantly less expensive than that in Las Campanas that are also fantastic deals. Agree?
That's the beauty of what's available out there. I think prices begin in the 400s and go all the way up to over 6 million. Mm-hmm. So lots of opportunities for a lot of people at all price ranges.
I want to give one big plug to a major event that Greg Antonsen and Sotheby's is very proud and excited to participate in. The club at Las Campanas has actually asked us to come back and broadcast all things real estate from the Santa Fe Concorso, which is one of the major classic car shows in the United States. It's the biggest in the Southwest. Thousands of people will be there. We're excited about this. Mr. Antonsen and a whole bevy of Sotheby's International Realty people will be participating in it. We might actually have some senior executives show up too, right?
I think we may. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, and if you want more information about that, Santa Fe Concorso, go to their website, and you just have to type that into Google, and you can find out more about it. But we will see you there on the 30th of September. So Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about home ownership with Mr. Greg Antonsen, the qualifying broker of Sotheby's International Realty. Stay tuned.
Hutton Broadcasting is seeking an account executive to join their award-winning team in Santa Fe. The qualified candidate will develop, sell, and maintain business accounts for multiple radio stations. This job requires organization, dependability, the ability to multitask, and excellent computer and communication skills. Bachelor's degree or 2 to 4 years related experience is preferred. Please submit your resume to jobs@huttonbroadcasting.com. That's jobs@huttonbroadcasting.com. Hutton Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. In this current real estate market, you need a good partner to help you navigate the complexities of the process. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
SantaFe.com is becoming the number one events and entertainment website in town. Go there now and find over 750 monthly events in full detail, including pictures, maps, audio clips, HD video, interviews, ticket purchasing info, and tons more. SantaFe.com is the best way to plan your busy week. Get your information in seconds. Tell your friends you found the source for Santa Fe entertainment, the new SantaFe.com. It's where everyone wants to be. SantaFe.com. Live, work, play, stay. The number one entertainment site, period.
Keep in touch with us on Facebook. Just like Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday on Talk 1260 KTRC, as well as around the world on SantaFe.com. And we do have people around the country that listen to this, Greg, and you alluded to that at the top of the show. I'm always astounded, but I think it's because real estate's on the minds of everybody.
Indeed. Yeah. Everybody, all the time.
All the time. Before we get back into the program here, and again, that Greg I referenced is Mr. Greg Antonsen, the Senior Vice President and Qualifying Broker of Sotheby's International Realty. Before he and I go back into the show talking about a variety of home ownership issues, I encourage you to check out Sotheby International Realty's Distinctive Property of the Month by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Now, this section of the radio show website is brought to you each month by Old Santa Fe Builders Incorporated, and you can learn more about their fine services at oldsantafebuilders.com. Again, that's oldsantafebuilders.com. Mr. Antonsen, you were talking about some of the highlights and the lowlights, but the highlights of real estate, particularly here in Santa Fe, let's continue down that path and actually talk about some of the communities as well.
Indeed. Bright spots across the country. And I call this follow the money, because when you hear the cities, it will all make sense. New York City, naturally, is recovering quite nicely. They've had a very good market this year with an influx of international money, as well as from the tri-state area. And here's one that is surprising, Miami. Talk about a recovery story. Currently, they only have a 6.6-month supply of inventory across the board. So
and the reason why that's relevant is because at one point Miami had probably 2 years worth of inventory and they were never going to be able to sell all the stuff off.
It was unbelievable. And to think that this city could turn around the way it has is truly remarkable. In fact, buyer traffic has doubled there just since last fall. Mm. And you have a combination of European money coming in, South American money coming in, as well as from Canada and the U.S. And then again, on this theme of following the money, Dallas, Houston, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Austin, San Antonio, this is all due, if you think of those cities, they're all connected closely with the oil industry.
Right.
And so those economies are doing quite well. San Francisco, again, international city in demand, and you have Silicon Valley right there,
right,
which has recovered quite nicely. Beverly Hills, it's difficult for them to keep something between 5 and 7.5 million in inventory.
Boy, what a problem that is.
Huh? Yes, but that's Beverly Hills. And Honolulu is another market that has bounced back quite nicely. They only have, on average, a 3.5 per month inventory. Mm-hmm. Both of condos and single-family homes.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't translate to the outer islands. They always pick up a little more slowly. But remember, we just had that private sale of Lanai to Mr. Ellison for what it was rumored around $500 or $600 million. So. Yeah.
Well, and that's the good news for that, and the people that are out there listening, will, and they say, well, what does that have to do with Santa Fe? Is and what Mr. Antonsen's going to lead up to here is that as the housing market nationally improves, and a lot of these cities are feeder markets for buyers in Santa Fe, if things are good there, people are going to start looking outwardly and
precisely
looking at places like Santa Fe.
And that's exactly why we watch the national markets.
Exactly.
You know, we're all interdependent. The other message here is, as I mentioned earlier, for people that are sitting on the sidelines saying, well, I'm going to wait till it's really hit bottom. I'm not sure that's happened.
Right.
Well, it's already too late in these other cities. Yeah. You've missed the boat.
Yeah. You're going to end up paying more, and, you know, how silly could you be?
Exactly. Yeah. When you've had this opportunity. So Santa Fe is indeed looking good.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe a way of illustrating that is Sotheby's International Realty is we're proud of the fact that we have a major presence in some of the major communities here in town. We talked about Las Campanas. There are actually about five or six communities that are a part of the community that are important to us here. Why don't you talk about four of the other ones?
Indeed. Another one is La Tierra, where we have a 52% inventory of existing homes on the market. Quail Run, where we have a 67% inventory. Monte Sereno with 54% and Tasuke at 81% of the listing inventory. Mm-hmm. So our brokers have been busy. I think we're positioned very well as buyers are starting to look to Santa Fe for some good deals.
And as it turns out too, Greg, you and I are trying to figure out a way to actually do some of our very popular remote broadcasts from most of, if not all of these communities over the course of the rest of the year. And these are great opportunities for our brokers to interact directly with a large number of members of the public that are interested in buying properties there. So I know that you've got a number of our colleagues that are interested in taking advantage of that, and hopefully between now and Christmas time, we'll be able to do it.
Indeed. Yeah. I hope so.
While we're talking about this, I wanted to actually point out that I was watching CNBC this past week, and paralleling what you were talking about, they had four brokers – real estate agents from four cities. Albuquerque was one of them, Dallas, St. Louis, and Atlanta. And to a person, they all talked about how their markets are turning around, in some cases rather significantly, of course, Dallas being one, as you pointed out, with oil money. But even in Albuquerque, the broker that was talking was indicating how things are significantly better there. So again, the message for everyone that's out there listening is that the national news sometimes talks about all the doom and gloom, and they forget to talk about some of the positive things that are going on. One aspect that we're very much aware of, Greg, is that the home builders nationally are seeing an uptick in activity, which is rather significant.
Yes, it is important. And until now, and again, that shows that the affordable inventory is being taken up. And so people, new home builders, are actually beginning to make plans to break ground and start some new housing. It's going to be interesting. In fact, that will be a topic on one of our shows, is just what these newer homes are going to look like and consist of. It's very exciting.
It is, and this sort of segued nicely, I think, into just announcing and reminding people that over the next two Sundays, the famous Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association Hacienda A Parade of Homes annual tour, which attracts people from all over the country, is going to be staged here in Santa Fe, and there are 16 properties that are going to be toured. We are very fortunate in that All Things Real Estate will be broadcasting from two of those properties. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more, but I think what we're going to be able to offer to people is to show them that remodeled homes, new construction, that in fact Santa Fe is a vibrant market, irrespective of what you might read about in the newspaper.
Oh, it is, without question.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I want to tell you for a moment here about our good friends at Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company, offering a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, and charitable lead trusts, plus private foundation administration. For more information, please call our friend CEO Kathy Roberts at 984-2700. That's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. We can't forget that right now, and who is forgetting it, that the Olympics are occurring. So earlier today, I had the chance to actually talk with Stephen Etrue, the co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, about the gold medal services. I'm sorry for all these metaphors that I use, but that his gallery actually provides to the public. And I want to remind you that Stephen's is a locally owned institution with 30 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, and accessories. Now, given that the gallery, and Mr. Antonsen knows this better than anybody, the gallery has a longstanding relationship with the real estate community, agents, their buyers and sellers, we thought that we would actually ask Stephen Etrue on an occasional basis to talk about issues that are important to consumers. So let's take a listen to what he had to say. Stephen, the summer of 2012 is marked by, among other major events, the London Summer Olympic Games. Now, to use a metaphor, I know one of the things that you're quite proud of is the gold medal quality customer service that you and the professional staff at the gallery offer to the public. I guess this is one of the reasons you have such a large and loyal client base, don't you think?
Yeah, I do, Ray. You know, there's all kinds of winners, and I think that Stevens is, you know, among the top. And thank you for giving us the gold medal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, there are two other categories, but you get the best
one.
But
I want the top, right?
Yes,
and I was going to suggest that maybe if there was a medal that was platinum, it'd be better. But with the way they're trading these days, gold is almost more expensive.
Exactly. And we have to talk to the International Olympic Committee to change their medal lineup. But
you know, Ray, thank you for that. That's a great introduction. This has been one wonderful spring and summer season for us at Stevens. Mm-hmm. We came off of having the best spring sale we've ever had.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah,
terrific.
Right? And people were buying stuff right off our table as we spoke. It was crazy. And our spring and summer estate sale schedule is just booming. Yeah. We've been doing one to two sales a week for the last 3 weeks.
Now, that's unusual. You have
it
a robust
is.
Estate sale business.
We
I
do.
Know that, and you have for, you know, many, many years now. But what do you think the reason is?
Well, you know, I mean, we do our, you know, we have our name out there. And one of the things I think that's going on is this, Ray, is that because we work so closely with the real estate business, mm-hmm. With the community here, we get a lot of referrals from realtors, from all the different agencies here in town. And we tend to take sales as a service for our, you know, the realtors and the sellers are part of our customer base.
Sure.
And we're trying to, whenever possible, we're trying to really address their needs. And while some of these sales aren't what I call, you know, premium or collectible or
platinum
events. Level, maybe, because they're, they don't have a lot of those type of super unusual ethnographic pieces or art or
right.
antique,
mm-hmm.
but they're filled with good quality furnishings, whether mm-hmm. it be furniture or accessories or art, and they have to do something with it.
Right.
And what I always counsel those customers who come to me, the sellers or the realtors, I'm very well aware that the major asset in most sales is the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the contents. So what I try to counsel, and this kind of dovetails with what the realtors are trying to achieve, is let's make this move forward cleanly.
Right.
I was just telling you and Gino about, we were called just 5 days ago to do a sale. So we've literally had 5 days to turn a sale around.
Right.
And I was told if it doesn't happen, the sale falls through.
Right. That's a lot of pressure, but it worked out.
It's a lot of pressure. And success, success, success. We're very, very fortunate.
Well, we in the real estate community are delighted to be able to partner with Stevens Consignment Gallery. And as always, I want to thank you for your excellent comments.
Thanks, Ray.
If you want to see all that Stevens Consignment Gallery has to offer, then stop on by the gallery at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Steven, thanks so much for being on the show.
It's always great to be with you, Ray. Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Back here in the studio with Greg Antonsen, the qualifying broker, senior vice president with Sotheby's International Realty. And Greg, why don't you, for the next couple of minutes before we take a break, drill down a little bit on the good news about home sales here in Santa Fe.
Indeed, I'm happy to do that. We're finding that the total number of homes sold in the first half of this year, and I'm talking greater Santa Fe, totaled about 927, which was good considering that the first half of 2011, we sold 819. Mm-hmm. So up nicely. The price per square foot, and this is getting back to the mixed messages, right, has actually dropped from 191 to 171. Great news for buyers.
Yep.
Other good news is that our inventory has dropped from almost 2,500 a year ago to 2,100 homes on the market. We have 100 more homes pending at this time than we did at this time last year. And again, at lower prices per square foot. For the million and over market, a bit of a mixed bag. The first half of 2012, we saw 10% more sales than in 2010, and actually fewer sales in 2011. But as I told you, I think this is beginning to change.
Right.
In addition to that, the average price of a home in the greater Santa Fe area, we're talking about the $1 million market, dropped from a little more than $1.6 million to $1.48 million.
So these are all very good statistics. Again, to underscore what you have said repeatedly throughout the show, is now's the time. If you're a buyer, don't sit on the fence any longer. You're going to miss the deal.
I wouldn't sit on the
fence. Of your life, probably.
Exactly.
Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, when we will bring on one of our colleagues from Sotheby's International Realty. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
1260 KTRC. Find us online at santafe.com. Keyword, talk.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so...
Welcome back to Whole Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspection. For more information about their home inspection services, please go to their website, Winnie, that's W-I-N-I.com, W-I-N-I.com. In the studio with me is Mr. Greg Antonsen, the qualifying broker and senior vice president with Sotheby's International Realty, and we're both delighted to welcome one of our colleagues at the firm, the extraordinary broker, Carol Alexander. How are you, Carol?
I'm fine, thank you. How's everyone there?
We're doing okay so far. You know how this drill works. Carol and I have done this a few times, and actually I had the pleasure of doing a remote broadcast with her and her business partner a couple of years ago. Hopefully we can do another one again. But today you're at a very special property. Special because, well, a variety of reasons, not the least of which it's on the east side of Santa Fe, which is one of the most desirable communities or part of the community. You are at 466 Camino del, Don Miguel.
Correct.
And you're going to be doing an open house there from 12 to 2. So you know how this works. You have 3 minutes to sell.
Thank you.
Sell the listeners. Go ahead.
Well, this is a gem. It needs some TLC, but it has so much potential. You walk in through a little courtyard, beautiful apricot tree, full of apricots, and from the courtyard you go into a sunroom, and then you have three lovely large rooms that you could either make two bedrooms in the living room, dining room. It's got a nice kitchen. There's adobe walls, and it's really waiting for someone special because it's in a great location and a wonderful, wonderful feel about it.
Lots of charm. Close,
wonderful charm.
Close to one of the most popular parts of downtown Santa Fe, the Canyon Road area. I mean, the ideal thing about this is that you are within walking distance of fabulous galleries, restaurants. I mean, that's one of the attractions. Don't you agree?
Exactly, exactly. And it's waiting for someone special. It's got lots of room for artwork in the on the walls. The sunroom is open to an east exposure, so you get lots of morning sunlight. The kitchen is charming. There's a lot of potential here for the correct person that wants to put a little elbow grease and turn it around and make it even more special.
Well, elbow grease never hurt anybody, for sure. we've done that plenty of times, all of us. You know, I have in the studio with me Carol, our colleague. I like to call him the boss, Mr. Greg Antonsen.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Greg.
We were talking about the, and we're going to keep you on the line here for a second to sort of promote the last part of one of the major parts of Santa Fe that's important to Sotheby's International Realty, and that's the east side. Greg, you want to talk for a minute about why this particular part of Santa Fe is so significant and why, in fact, people ought to run over to Carol's open house?
Indeed. I mean, and again, I love to quote stats. We have about a 74% market share of the listing inventory currently on the east side. It's always been important for Sotheby's. And this is one of the areas of town. The closer you are to the plaza, the more the prices have actually shown an increase. The last time I looked at the numbers, there was a 2 to 4% increase in prices in that area. So.
Here's a good example, though, and we were talking about this in the green room before the show, Carol. As you pointed out, this is a one that needs a little tender loving care. It's priced incredibly well at $299,000. And frankly, with a little bit of, as you said, Carol, elbow grease, this could be something that, because of where it's located, could be a property that someone holds on to forever. Or they put the elbow grease into it, and maybe 2, 3, 5 years from now, they sell it and probably make their money back and then some. Don't you agree?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. No, this is something that everyone should see if they're, you know, if they're looking for something to buy to turn around. This is the property that you should look at.
So, Carol Alexander, our broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, she is at 466 Camino Don Miguel. It's on the east side of town. But for to remind people who maybe are out there driving around or at a brunch or listening to the show, what's the easiest way to get to the property?
You can go right up a Canyon Road and turn on a Secchio Madre, and you follow the signs.
And
you could walk there if you're having lunch on Canyon Road now. Or you can drive. There is parking space in front of the property, and so it's easy to see.
Carol Alexander, we hope that the buyer is on his or her way today, and I have a suspicion you might be writing some paper later on. How's that?
I have
thank
a feeling.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thanks so much for being on the show, and good luck.
Thank you,
Thanks
Carol.
A lot.
All right, talk to you soon. Gino, what do we have here? About 6 minutes? 5 minutes? Yeah, there we go. It's a good 6-7 minutes. Any other thoughts about the east side? Again, it's such an extraordinary part of town.
It's such a great part of town, and where she is sitting today is a particularly good location for the price. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be an amazing value for the buyer.
Well, again, just to summarize for everyone, and we can talk about the highlights. Let's leave the show with the good news about real estate generally, but let's talk again about why these areas of Santa Fe are so important or should be important to buyers. The good news that you provided earlier is that prices are moderate, interest rates are low. There are some great bargains out there. But these six parts of Santa Fe, again, why are they important?
Well, they propel the market. Mm-hmm. They control the market prices, the market share. And we're very pleased to have such a dominant lead in that market, both in sales and in listing inventory. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, for sales, we have more than a 31%, almost 32% market share, which is more than our two competitors, nearest competitors combined. Mm-hmm. And add to that the fact that our sales price outpaces our competitors. Our average sales price is $575,000, which is actually up from $564,000 in mm-hmm. June. Mm. So that was the July figure that I just gave you.
And we are proud of the I'm going to give you a chance to talk as the qualifying broker of the firm for a moment here. Just a tiny little infomercial about Sotheby's International Realty. We're proud of the quality of brokers that we have in the company. You know, we both you and I have come from other parts of the country where we've worked with different brokerages. You were in Hawaii for a while. I still am a broker in Washington, D.C. One of the things that I'm struck with here and talking about my colleagues is the level of proficiency of the brokers that work generally in Santa Fe. I mean, I'm going to give credit to everybody here.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
You know, and I think it's a credit to a whole bunch of things, not the least of which is the educational requirements that New Mexico imposes. And sometimes they are viewed as an imposition, but it makes for better brokers. Don't you agree?
Oh, without a question. And particularly at Sotheby's, I mean, we look for brokers with experience. And we're constantly looking for new brokers to mm-hmm. join the firm. We just David Fries just joined our firm recently.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, that's great.
And so we're very pleased with the caliber and the high standards mm-hmm. that our brokers constantly maintain.
And one thing, since there are thousands of people that hopefully are listening to the show today, we need to remind them that the brokerage is only as good as the staff too. And I know you could sing for days about the quality of the staff you have working for you, don't you?
Our support staff is second to none, and they're known throughout the industry.
Right.
Also, we have a marketing department that is second to none and constantly are consulting with our New York office mm-hmm. and our Beverly Hills office to assist them with marketing ideas. So we have that talent that is being tapped constantly mm-hmm. By other parts of the country, right here working for us in Santa Fe.
Which is an extraordinary town of, what, 65,000, 70,000 people, being able to attract that kind of talent here. I think it's said a lot about New Mexico and Santa Fe specifically. Some of the attributes you were talking before, Kiplinger and Forbes and Fortune magazine have all recently talked about all the various qualities associated with the city for retirees, but people that maybe are starting their careers as well. This is a place where you ought to be considering coming to.
Oh, without a question.
Yeah.
And we are. The city is doing more. As you mentioned earlier, Albuquerque is doing more. New Mexico is looking good on the national horizon.
Yeah. I've got about a minute left here, Greg, before we have to close out the show. So any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners generally about why this is the time to basically be participating?
I just, again, the numbers show over and over again, and the list of communities and cities that are recovering in their real estate market tells me that buyers should not be sitting on the sideline, or you will become sidelined mm-hmm. in the process. So if you want to get into the market, this is the time to do it.
And there's always the possibility that interest rates could rise.
Indeed. And, I mean, that will happen eventually.
Yeah,
so, you know, so many factors have come together right now. The historic low prices on homes that have lost 30 to 40% of their value, the historically low interest rates, the atmosphere is a good time to be buying.
One last question before I let you go. I need about a 30-second answer, and that is, you still like your job?
I'm very happy here. I couldn't be happier.
Very good. I want to thank my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Greg Antonsen, the Senior Vice President and Qualifying Broker, as well as all my other guests for some terrific commentary today. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Adrian, Mike, and Arthur at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for all that you did to help create today's program. Of course, thank you for tuning into the show today and for the key role you play in our housing market. Please join us next Sunday at noon for a remote broadcast of the show from 655 Galisteo Street, one of the premier homes that is part of the famous Parade of Homes tour here in Santa Fe, also marked November 18th, and we'll be doing a remote broadcast from the Bonanza Creek Movie Ranch. Don't forget to call me with your questions at 505-989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.